Tucked away in the back of a church in Rome, Italy, lies the Museum of the Holy Souls. It houses artifacts, books, Bibles, tables and clothing singed by souls in purgatory in order to prove they are indeed a soul trapped in purgatory during a visitation to the living to ask for prayers and masses. Many saints, such as Padre Pio and Saint Teresa of Avila, report being visited by souls in purgatory asking for prayers. Many people report strange things happening to them after a loved one has died, believing it is the soul of the deceased loved one trying to get their attention. Unfortunately, lacking a Catholic background, these people don't know why or what to do. Now, this is a delicate subject for sure. There are do's and don'ts in these situations, because not everything is a soul in purgatory. In fact, what may be manifesting is a demon. And talking to the dead is strictly forbidden by the church. So here are some guidelines. First of all, what is a haunting? Well, if it's authentic, it's either a soul in purgatory whom God has allowed to manifest in order to solicit prayer from the living, or it's demonic. Demons can infest a location if grave sin has been committed there, such as murder or adultery, or occult activity like witchcraft, Ouija boards, or other forms of divination, and of course, Satanism. Demonic hauntings are usually malicious, like poltergeist activity, things flying around, scratching in the wall, being pushed or scratched or even bitten. Souls in purgatory are usually benign. An apparition that does the same thing over and over would be an example, or light stuff, maybe a knock or a disembodied voice saying, "Help me." Sometimes it can be difficult to distinguish. Regardless, do not attempt to communicate. Even if it is a poor soul, trying to communicate could attract the demonic, who will pretend to be the soul in order to trap you. Anything that wants to come home with you or play 20 questions or form a relationship is not from God. Simply pray for the soul, have masses offered for the soul, go around sprinkling holy water, burn blessed candles, or call a priest, especially if these things seem to agitate rather than calm the situation. Do not call psychics or mediums or do pagan rituals such as burning sage. This will only invite demons. The popular idea that a soul gets trapped and needs help getting to the, quote, other side, or needs to be told to go into the light, is wrong. When a person dies, they go to their judgment, and from there, either heaven, purgatory, or hell, and they are very aware of where they are. Do not go ghost hunting. This only invites the demonic into your life. Those guys you see on TV that have the ghost hunting shows have serious personal problems as a result of what they're doing. This is according to a prominent member of the Catholic exorcist community. He says he knows this because they contact him periodically for help. We should always pray for our deceased loved ones, and sometimes God does allow them to manifest to us in order to ask us for prayers. If you find yourself in this situation, pray for the soul, sprinkle holy water, and call a priest if necessary. Anything beyond this borders on curiosity and perhaps is even a violation of the first commandment and can invite the demonic into your life and give you some real problems. So until my next video, God bless.